Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Very, very important broadcast today. I encourage you to stay tuned. In fact, pick up the telephone and call friends, relatives, and neighbors, and those acquaintances you have, and ask them to join in this broadcast today. Very important study, thought, or issue that we're going to face today. In fact, I've simply given the broadcast today the title, God is not dead. He's not even asleep. God is not dead. He's not even asleep. And yet, from the Christian, conservative, patriotic viewpoint, it seems to be that all hope for the deliverance of our nation is gone. But I want to encourage you, it's not over yet. The combined House and Senate will meet at 1 o'clock today. A lot of things will take place. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your input, your dialogue and discussion. What are your thoughts about the Georgia election? Is it possible that you could lose an election in November because of fraudulent votes, because of machines that were designed and set up to destroy the election of Donald J. Trump? Is it a possibility that you can take those same machines and have a new vote and expect a different outcome? I think that's the epitome of insanity to think that. But evidently, that's the thought in the state of Georgia. We'll talk about that and much, much more during the course of this broadcast today. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus declares, "I am truth." And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." It is truth, ladies and gentlemen, that's so elusive in today's society. It is truth that is demeaned and rejected. Good evidence of that is the prayer in the opening session of the 117th Congress with the House of Representatives, with a lost man with credentials being called a preacher, now a legislator, opening in prayer, closes the prayer with amen and a woman, ignorant of what amen really means. It is a sad state of affairs that we find our nation in today. And it's all because of the lack of truth, the lack of understanding truth, following truth, adhering to truth. It was the secularist George Orwell, many years ago, that made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We're finding that to be very evident today. And it will be on display today, ladies and gentlemen, when the combined House and Senate meets to allow Vice President Pence to open the Electoral College votes for them to be confirmed, certified, to determine the election outcome, whether it be Joe Biden or President Trump. Very serious afternoon. But I can assure you that for the most part, truth will not be sought. There will not be an interest in truth. In fact, some of the ones that will be bringing the evidence forward, I don't know how you can do that in 2-hour limitation that's supposed to be placed upon them in that special meeting. But supposedly, they're going to try to seek for truth and present truth from the Republican side. But you watch. The socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat, communist will not be interested in truth. This is the reason it is so vital for believers, conservatives and believers, in particular believers, to recognize the words of Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Hus said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I charge every Christian with that responsibility today. I believe that is the vital element, the serious link to which God will determine the direction that America is going in. And today, in the balance of this week, with the loose ends being tied up in Georgia's election, and today with the combined House and Senate meeting, today is going to be, and this week's going to be very, very critical. It will be the turning point. It will be the definitive direction as to what America is going to do. Will we become a socialist, Marxist, communist nation, or will we continue to be a constitutional republic? That's the question, and it all is in the hands of God. Yes, as we'll talk in a moment, God is sovereign. God's in control. He's still on the throne. But man is still a free moral agent. Man can still make a volitional decision. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions, ladies and gentlemen. If it's a homeowner brand or if it's the professional landscaper's equipment, Tools for Time has a team that can answer your questions about anything dealing with the backup equipment for electrical failure during a hurricane or about your landscape lawn care equipment for your home or your professional business. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. That benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, is a gigantic U.S. flag flying at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find Old Glory, the American flag. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall back in the 60s, some of you may recall, some of you may have just read about it. Back in the 60s, there was a movement that said, God is dead. Multitudes behind that God is dead or God is asleep movement. Ladies and gentlemen, would have multitudes to believe that God's simply inept. God is some way, somehow asleep, or he's on vacation, or he's dead. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God is not dead. God is not even sick. God's not on vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living through some of the darkest days, I believe, in recent modern American history. I'm not saying this now as a doom and gloomist. I'm not saying this now as though we're tossing in the towel, waving the white flag in surrender. That's not what I'm saying at all. But God's not dead. God's not asleep. God's not on vacation. God's still on his throne. God's still in full control, and he's in full control of all that happens in this old world. So may I say to you today that though you may be disappointed in the election that just took place, the runoff in Georgia, I'm disappointed in it. But I'm here to tell you that that's not the end of the trail for where we're headed in America and what's going to take place. Perhaps you recall the biblical event where Pharaoh was in charge, and God was going to release his people, the children of Israel, out of bondage after about 400 years. And the scripture is very, very clear. And I'm going to pick up, just read a few verses here and there to make the point of where we're going. In the sixth chapter of Exodus, then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. God says, what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. God says, what I'm going to do. That sets the stage. And then the seventh chapter and following in the book of Exodus, let me just read you an amalgamation of verses that make the point of what I want us to understand today. Exodus chapter 7, verse 22 through 8, chapter 9, and chapter 12. Some sporadic verses. And the magician of Egypt did so with the enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them, and the Lord had, as the Lord had said. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at the time, this time also, neither would he let the people go. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, and as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders had ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart. And he and his servants, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Ladies and gentlemen, the summary of all of that is the 10 plagues that were sent, and after each of the plagues, Pharaoh would harden his heart. But listen, here's the point of it. Pharaoh hardened his heart, and the Bible says, and God hardened his heart. So who hardened? The heart of Pharaoh, that Pharaoh then refused to allow the people to go until finally the hand of God was so pressing upon him that he was willing to gladly let the children of Israel go out of bondage. In the 14th chapter, the 3rd and 4th verse, the scripture says, For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they're entangled in the land, the wilderness hath them, shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make is that Pharaoh hardened his heart, but God hardened his heart. God is sovereign. God is ultimately in control. But man is a free moral agent. And in today's society, as we see what is taking place in the election, God is still moving. God is still on the throne. But man, as the free moral agent, God created man as a free moral agent. And as such, man is making some decisions today. And God's basically saying, okay, if that's what you want for America, if that's the direction you want the nation to go in, so be it. I will allow it. That's, I believe, what we see taking place in our nation today. You recall the biblical event here of the King Pharaoh as he was hardening his heart toward anything that God wanted done for the children of Israel. The essence of this biblical text is, although God is sovereign, man still has a free will. You understand what I'm saying? And as a result of what we're seeing man do, we need to recognize and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean that God is not sovereign. That doesn't mean that God's asleep. That doesn't mean that God's on vacation. But God is saying, if this is what you want for America, I'm going to take my hands off. And ladies and gentlemen, if this is what is happening, and I believe we're seeing the indications that it is, I believe it is nothing more and nothing less than God's judgment on America. Today, we're witnessing the final stages, I believe, of the fall of the United States of America. And I believe that it's the fall of America as we've known it for 245 years now. America was built, I believe, upon the foundation of the Word of God, the truth of God's Word, ethics and values and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, we've seen since the 60s what America's done. Listen very carefully at what I'm leading up to and what I'm wanting us to understand. That is, America has banned the Bible, the Word of God, in our public schools. We've banned prayer in the name of Jesus. We've approved murder by way of abortion and legalized it. We have approved the sodomite marriages and call it human rights. We have embraced the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, in our schools, we become incubators for the sexualization of our children, training them to rebel against parents and rebel against authority and to have a loose-lax-lost lifestyle in society. We've turned our colleges, ladies and gentlemen, our universities, into hotbeds of socialism and Marxism with an agenda for the destruction of America. And now we have millions of Americans with degrees from prestigious universities that are worthless, but they hate America and want to see the socialist Marxist society brought in. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
Yes, I totally agree with you, and I'm concerned about that the things may accelerate as far as the judgment on America. But regarding the election last night, I think either the Dominion voting machine was deliberately not accurate or Georgia is now a hotbed of liberalism and socialism. I think we got to remain faithful. All things work together for good for God's children. And hopefully the rapture is not far away.
Brother, I am on the same page of music with you. As I have said so often, so many years, Luke 21:28 comes into play. When we see these things coming about, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. But answering Amen. Your question or your statement, that is, I believe two things are equally true. I believe, yes, we have watched Georgia turn blue. I believe we have watched Georgia go from a conservative state to a blue state. And I believe it's part and parcel as a result of what we see for people like Stacey Abrams that bragged about the fact that even before the early voting was ended, that she had already bundled over 1 million votes. And to find now the end result, Newt Gingrich on early mornings news on Fox was, quote, praising Stacey Abrams for the hard work that she had done and what she had accomplished. He wasn't saying it now that he was glad that she had, but he was praising her for the hard work that she had done and bundling votes, et cetera, knowing that most of those were illegal votes. In fact, I read an article where thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of votes by homeless people had a single address. All of the addresses were listed as the same. Knowing that they had gone out and bundled those votes on the street corners in the state of Georgia and all assigned the same address. There should be a repercussion for that.
Amen.
We're talking about
Amen.
Now even the Republicans saying now, well, you know, we want to make sure we get this thing right. We've got to make sure this doesn't happen again for the next election. There's a Greek word for that. It's called horse feathers. if you're not gonna make it right now, there's no hope for the future of turning it around or changing it. But I am in full agreement with you, brother, that God's still on the throne. He's not dead, and God is still sovereign. And as the sovereign God sitting on the throne, I believe he's basically allowing man to make the determination, though he's sovereign, and all of it plays into the hands of God, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that happens to the Christian from this day forward or in the past doesn't mean that it's all good, but it's working together for the end result of good, kelos, honorable, for the Lord and God's purpose for his plan for the world. And I believe we're about to watch, as the curtain begins to close, I believe we're watching the hand of God allowing America to do what America wants to do by the majority, seemingly, as we watch this take place. So, brother,
Amen.
Keep on praying, keep on looking up, and keep on standing focused on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about God is not dead. He's not even asleep. Even though we see these things take place, and it frightens some, it discourages others. I don't mind telling you, when I awakened this morning and saw some of the supposed final callings on the election in Georgia, I was greatly distressed, greatly disturbed. I am still agitated by it because I expected something better from the people in Georgia. As the old cliche, I'm a Georgia cracker. I'm from Georgia. And I was saddened to see the turn of events that's brought this to the point now that if Biden goes in office, you'll have the House, the Senate, and the executive branch making decisions for the trajectory and the direction that America is going in for the future. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doom and gloomist, but if this is what God wants, and it evidently he's allowing it, if this is what we see taking place, it's God's judgment that's being called on the United States of America. Yes, I believe that God divinely intervened in the election process, November of 2016. God placed Donald J. Trump in office, and I believe he did it for an express purpose, to give a four-year reprieve, a four-year opportunity for America to turn back to God, for America to see the hand of God, for America to bow before God. But I've seen, ladies and gentlemen, a very sincere lack, L-A-C-K, of any interest in turning back to God, any interest in a turning back and a repentance toward God for what we have done as a nation. The scripture is very clear in Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the whirlwind, you're going to reap to the whirlwind. If you sow an anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-church seed, you're going to reap to the whirlwind. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the very start of God's releasing completely of his hand off of America and the utter destruction of the foundation of our nation. And the scripture is clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? And that's a powerful, poignant, personal, pointed question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. If we see the foundations of our nation founded on the Word of God, founded on the principle of Scripture, founded on morals and ethics and truth and value, if we see that foundation of morals and ethics and truth and value and biblical evidence, if that is destroyed, what are the righteous to do? Have you pondered that? What are we to do as believers? How should we respond? So, ladies and gentlemen, why are so many shocked to find that Georgia, using the same Dominion, China, software, and Communist Party-controlled runoff vote in Georgia, why are we shocked to find it producing two Marxist Communist senators? That's what they are, two Marxist Socialist Communist senators, if their votes are validated. And there's still the mail-in ballots, many of the overseas ballots, which primarily generally coming from military personnel, once they're counted, might change it somewhat. But I think we've seen the theft of the runoff election by the Dominion software, which is controlled by Communist China. In fact, the Chinese Communist Party invested some $400 million in the Dominion hardware and software for voting, and then another $200 million in November of last year, about $600 million by the Communist Party of China invested in the Dominion equipment. And we are expecting something other than a socialist, Marxist, communist result in the election? That's ludicrous to think that it could be anything other than that. Ladies and gentlemen, America's on the fast track, I believe, on the fast track of a total socialist, Marxist government led, listen carefully, not by Joe Biden, but Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the rest of the squad. Because I don't believe Joe Biden will last 90 days if he is confirmed in office as President of the United States of America. Here's an article. Georgia vote integrity hit by a fresh failure of Dominion voting machines. A multitude of lawsuits, this article reads, multitude of lawsuits, some of them still pending, and many supporters of President Trump have alleged that Dominion voting machines failed in the November election, miscounting votes, flipping votes from Trump to Biden, and much, much more. But now, a state official in Georgia has confirmed a failure of the machines on Tuesday during the runoffs for two Senate seats. Gabriel Sterling, by the way, Gabriel Sterling is bought and paid for, evidently, by the Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party. Gabriel Sterling, the state's voting system implementation manager, said the issue is the programming error. Listen, he says it's a programming error on security keys for some locations. Now, here's the man that's responsible for the implementation and the management of the voting systems in the state of Georgia, openly admitting that there was a programming error on some of the security keys in some locations, end quote. He claimed voting was counting, continuing, with backup emergency ballots. What does it mean, backup emergency ballots? Further, he says an audit of Dominion machines in Michigan County, where 6,000 votes were flipped from President Trump to Biden, found an error rate. This is now the Dominion voting system has an error rate of 68%. Now, if you had a card that had a 68% failure rate, would you want to get in the car and get on the expressway and drive 100 miles? No, you wouldn't. This article further says Georgia radio host John Fredericks reported that when listeners had told him that Dominion machines are down in three of the largest Republican precincts, ladies and gentlemen, it happened to be in three precincts in Columbia County, Georgia, which is just on the outskirts of Richmond County, Georgia, which is between Atlanta and Augusta, Georgia, and it happened to be in three of the largest Republican precincts, not in Democratic precincts. This is further in this writing, this article. Number one, we've got another problem with Dominion machines. I know this is going to shock your viewers today, but Dominion machines in several, get this, not one, not two, but in three of the largest Republican precincts at 10 a.m., that's on voting day yesterday, at 10 a.m., were down. I got this from multiple people breaking in live into my show. People have been told that they cannot scan their ballots. They come in to vote, fill out the ballot. They're told they can't scan their ballots because the machines are down, he said. He said voters were told to make out your ballot, leave it with us. The poll workers were promising to scan the ballots later. One voter argued he's being told to rely on Democratic activists as poll workers to process their vote for Republican Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, the GOP incumbent senators defending their seats against communist Democratic challengers. A Twitter user wrote, "My family in Georgia trying to vote this morning was told the machines are down. He was told to vote provisional ballots. Here's the catch, ladies and gentlemen. Machines are not down in Democratic counties or in Democratic precincts, any place in Georgia, only in Republican precincts and Republican counties," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't give you the answer to the dilemma and what happened yesterday, nothing does. We're faced with the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that it's the greatest fraud, the greatest coup that's ever been perpetrated upon the United States of America. We're witnessing the end result of it. But I want you to hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to take about 1 minute for the top of the hour news. We're coming right back as we continue to talk about the fact God is not dead. He's not even asleep as these things are taking place. What are we to do? What are we to expect? Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.